very much. Very good. So now, what I want to do here is, I want to go back slightly, in other words, because we had this Sikha Toshim Mem test, right? And started last week, we started explaining it. So I want to go back to the Sikha. And instead of explaining it, it's going to take three Shalom to explain it. I just want to give a general, go through the whole Nukud of the Sikha, and then later on we'll break it into separate parts. Okay? And that's very important. There's a very important Nukud here. So now, what I want to bring out over here is the Gans of the Mahalach of the Rebbe, Deir HaShvi. What is the Gedra Chidish in Unzer Aveda? In Unzer Aveda, he says, Api HaSkol of HaChsidus, the Mahalach of the Rebbe, the HaSkol of HaChsidus, in Deir HaShvi, how did it affect us in our Aveda? This is what I want to bring out over here. So we have it over here, and let's do the Sikha Tavshim Mem test here, right? So now, the Rebbe says here that, Do you have a paper right there? It says many places that Osid Lobe, what's the schab of Osid Lobe? The Nachas Ruach HaBeira is going to come, Nachas Ruach HaNivra. Oh, okay, wonderful. I'm waiting for you. You want to wait there? Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're going back to this. Okay, fine.
So we've been doing it.
I'm not going further, I'm just going back, yeah, right. Okay, he's the side of the Rebbe asks in the Sikha, the Rebbe brings down, it says, Chassidus, and the Osid Lobe, what is the Schab, Osid Lobe, Nachas Ruach HaBeira is going to come, Nachas Ruach HaNivra. In other words, in nowadays, what is our pleasure from Torah mitzvahs? Is a limited pleasure, what we perceive in the mitzvah. Whatever the Eibishter perceives in the mitzvah, we're also going to perceive. The nachas, what the Eibishter has from the mitzvah, we're going to be able to perceive. We're going to have that same nachas. Nachas Ruach HaBeira is going to come, Tainug HaBeira is going to come, Tainug HaNivra. Now the Rebbe says, this Hesber is not sufficient. Why? Because however much credit we're going to give to the Nivra, that Lotzad Lobei, that Tainug HaBeira is going to come out, Tainug, we can never say it's a full time. You can never say that we, as a Nivra, are going to have the Etzema Taina, which is the full Taina which the Abishah has. You can't say that. So therefore, to say that the Schab L'Osad Lobe, the Shlem Sasai, that Nachas Ruach HaBeira is going to come, Nachas Ruach HaNivra, is not sufficient. That's one
why
thing.
Why can't you say that?
So let's leave it at that. This is what the Rebbe says. Later on, we'll come, because we'll have this later on in the course of what we're going later on, and here's the next, you have the wording of the Rebbe here, it's almost mamish what you have over here, Aleph. But it's very little explanation. No. You look at the words. Gilui, Etzem.
Okay.
Beis. But the second shayla the Rebbe asks, in the Torah, Shuta Shemikri doesn't talk about Nachas Ruach HaBeira. What does it talk about in the Torah Schamitz? It talks about Gans Mistikascha. Not Nachas Ruach HaBeira. So therefore, the Rebbe says, you can't say the Nachas Ruach HaBeira is the Shlem Sascha, because this is not what it says in the Torah. Fine? Torah talks about Gans Mistikascha, not about Inyonim which are above us. Okay? Yeah. Say. So the Rebbe answers, the Rebbe tells the Rebbe is that the Shlem Sascha L'Osad Lovi is that the fact that one mitzvah is going to bring to another mitzvah. In other words, in nowadays when we do one mitzvah, we don't always see how this mitzvah can bring to other mitzvahs. We're restricted. In Osad Lobe, when we do a mitzvah, we're going to have a full reward from that mitzvah. And with that reward, we're going to have the ability to do more mitzvahs. So we're going to see clearly how one mitzvah brings to another mitzvah. And, therefore, that is the same as how. Why? Because this mitzvah will bring to another mitzvah, and who's going to be doing this other mitzvah? Who's going to be doing this other mitzvah? I'm going to be doing it. And this other mitzvah definitely has in itself, every mitzvah has in itself what? It has tainug habeira, has the tainug habeira. So we are going to be accomplishing tainug habeira with all these increased mitzvahs we're going to be doing. So therefore we're going to have tainug habeira mamish. We're going to have why? Because we're going to have all these, one mitzvah is going to bring to another mitzvah. So we're going to be doing so many mitzvahs. Each mitzvah is an additional tiny gebera. So we're going to have a shayla of the tiny gebera mamish, right? So in other words, the Rebbe is saying, the Rebbe is telling us that not the way it's understood in generally, tiny gebera is something from above. So the Rebbe says, if it's something from above, we can never really appreciate. If it's something above. He says, from the Eibishter, we can't really appreciate it. What the Rebbe's done here, it's not something from above. It's something here, lamati. It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah, that is the nachas ruach of the Eibishter. So we're going to be doing the mitzvah. So we have the nachas ruach of the Eibishter. Okay? This is what, how are we going to come to, are we going to prove? Okay, but let's see what the Rebbe says. This is what the Rebbe says. Now I'm just going to be asked. I'm going to ask him that, just to understand what's going on in this. Now these very two very simple shaylas on page number two. Number one, true, when the mitzvah has in it the nachas ruach of the Eibishter. But me, when I am a kind of mitzvah, let's say even this whole process starts. I do one mitzvah, brings me to do other mitzvahs. I'm going to be doing many, many mitzvahs and continuously growing. I don't perceive in these mitzvahs the nachas ruach. I don't perceive the nachas ruach beir. True, there's nachas ruach beir in it, and I'm doing it, but I don't see the nachas ruach beir. So what does the Rebbe really answer here? The fact I'm doing the mitzvah is true, it's in my court, but I don't see the nachas ruach, how is it the shleimus haschar? The second shaila is, how come that all along, it's understood?
I'd like to say a few words. I just recently studied Mittel Rebbe.
Yeah.
Mittel Rebbe explains the two nyonim for reward for Oved Oni and Asher.
Okay.
Asher. And when Asher asks, give me Nachas, I will see that my work is good, approximately, when I get Nachas, like from your Nachas. As you have Nachas from my work,
so give me
from this. So it's second type of job, actually.
One second, what your Rebbe did that also. The Mittel Rebbe said is probably what it said, it's this tiny bird is coming, tiny nibra. Yeah, okay, fine. The Rebbe says it's not enough. Because why? Because I can never really appreciate the full tiny Gebera. What is this thing? Says, huh? The Rebbe says, this is the new Rebbe. Says, the fact I'm going to be able to do another mitzvah. So the shyly mitzvah, I'm asking you, if the true I'm doing the other mitzvah, but I don't appreciate the schar, so really why, what does the Rebbe add to me by saying that I'm going to be able to do the other mitzvah if I can't appreciate the full schar of that mitzvah? If I can't appreciate the full schar, so what is the Rebbe adding the fact that I'm doing the mitzvah? And the next shyly is why till today, always, this pirish, this beer, the tiny bear is coming, tiny nibra was always very good. And now the Rebbe is telling us it's not sufficient. Yeah. Okay, now. Okay. Now. Okay. So let's go now to just go over the whole thing in general. So here in Aleph, the first, go to Aleph on Aleph. Aleph, go on Aleph on page two, and Aleph on Aleph. So now, there's a few things here. I'm going to, there are 4 points here, just to go through the general thing, what's going on over here. Number one, the Chassidus says Tainan Gebeda is going to come Tainan Genibra. What is Chassidus talking about? Now or L'Otad Lave? Pashtus, what's Chassidus talking about? Tainan Gebeda is going to come Tainan Genibra. What's Chassidus talking about? Talking about
L'Otad
Lave. Yeah, Pashtus, L'Otad Lave. When the Rebbe here in this Sikh is talking about the Shleim B'Sascha, which I get in the midst itself, the Rebbe is not talking only about L'Otad Lave. It's not limited to L'Otad Lave. The Rebbe is saying there's an inyan of kima mitzvahs. I can do these mitzvahs always. The mitzvahs I'm going to be lost, I can do now also. A large part of them. A part of them. Whatever. A certain part of them. The fact and the ability to do a mitzvah is something I can do today also. In other words, the Rebbe is not talking about something which is going to be nischadesh lo'asud lo'me. The Rebbe is talking about something which is current today. There's an inyan of kima mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is today also. What is the chiddush of lo'asud lo'me? L'asid lave, I'm going to be aware of the value of the mitzvah. So let's understand it. Let's understand the Mahalach of the Rebbe. The Mahalach of the Rebbe is like this. The Eibishter gave us a Torah. He's boichen Klal Yisrael. He's boichen Am Yisrael. He's boichen Torah mitzvahs. The Eibishter is etzem. Torah mitzvahs is etzem. Bechira atzmis. Klal Yisrael bechira atzmis. So we are attached. We, Klal Yisrael, are attached to mitzvahs. Naturally, that's the way that, since the Eibishter gave us Torah mitzvahs, we are attached to mitzvahs. We have a atzmistike shaykes to mitzvahs. So, the nachas ruach, what the Eibishter has in a mitzvah, we have already. It's all there. The, The Rebbe is talking about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are always here from Matan Torah. So anything what the Rebbe is talking about is already in the system. The Rebbe is not talking about something which is going to be mischadish to us. The Rebbe is talking about something which is already in the system, that we already have Torah mitzvahs. We have a nefesh of the kids, which our nefesh of the kids has a kesher atzmi to Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, the truth is, our nefesh of the kids at this moment, in other words, we, talking about ourselves, let's not use the word nefesh of the kids, we ourselves actually have now feel the time of atzmi that is in the mitzvah, and that's why we're doing it. What? It's all there in the system. What is the chiddush lost of the Chiddush, the Lost Lover, we're going to be aware of it. And nowadays, we're not aware of it. And then Lost Lover, we are going to be aware of it. And why are we going to be aware of it, Lost Lover? Because Torah is telling us that we have a Kesha Atzmi to the Eibishter. Torah is telling us we have a Kesha Atzmi to mitzvahs. In our days, Torah is telling us, but we cannot realize it because the Olam Hazeh is Mailim, is negating that, so it doesn't let us realize it. Lost Lover, the womb, one mitzvah is going to be bringing to another mitzvah, the mitzvah is going to be going bligvul, so therefore it won't be any obstacle from Olam Hazeh, so therefore we'll come aware, this is what Torah says about us, this is what we know about, this is what Jesus is telling us about us, ourselves, we will come aware of this Inyan Atzmi, which we have to mitzvahs. So therefore this Inyan Atzmi, the Rebbe says, we're going to be doing mitzvahs, we're going to have the schar. Why? Because the schar is already there, it's in the system, it's part of us. The thing is, nowadays we're not aware about it. We are going to become aware, so the steel of Olam Hazeh is going to be removed. So we're going to become aware about it. So therefore, we are going to have the tiny Atzmi. Why? Because it's Be'etzim there. It was, okay.
How it's Be'etzim, how it's embedded in us? If it's only possible if we like, it will be revealed that we are part of Hashem.
Oh, amazing. So you're already in part of Hashem. That's it.
No, but we don't. we understand this, but
no. This is the Nekud Rebbe. This is to more go more elaborate on this. We're going to have this in the next few shurim. We're going to go more in detail. The Nekud HaKlolus is we are already part of Hashem. We the Ozer Lover. We're going to come to identify what happened by Matan Torah when we came part of Hashem. We're already there. So we already have it. The only difference from today, lots of it, now we're not aware. Lots of love, we will be aware. Okay? So this is the okay. Now, why? Okay. Now, based on that, Lecheira, just a side point, Lecheira, if so, in our days we can, once the Rebbe has told this to us, that the whole difference from now and lots of love, it's not that we're going to have something new. Tiny Gebet is going to come to us. Something we don't have today. That's why we're going to have it. The Rebbe is sort of telling us it's in the mitzvah. It's already there. Just we're not aware about it. And then the Schar Mitzvah is going to make us aware. Therefore, Lecheira, today we can already, once the Rebbe has told us, can already start identifying with this. Why?
Because we're aware.
He started.
The Rebbe made us aware.
The Rebbe gave it to us. He gave us awareness already. That's it. So with the theta, we're ready to go. But, okay, so. Now let's just understand why the Rebbe brought this out and why till now was this and could not emphasized. So this we have the thing what we had before already till now. We had it till now, we had discussed this before that the our Matthias, are you with us? Rabbi Goldstein, are you with us? Yeah. Am I so far so good? Not so.
In general,
let's try and continue. Let's say. Now, the once, so now, in our Matthias, we had this before, that the Matthias, my Matthias, the fact I'm a Yesh, L'cheira is a stirutolikus, right? I feel myself a yesh. I feel that I am self, mitzusim atzmusi. I'm self-made. That's how everyone feels. So the fact that I feel I'm self-made, so then it gates to the fact, it gates to my ability to realize, because I feel myself as an independent mitzis. I cannot realize how any movada. It's a stira. Right? Now, nevertheless, we had this before, that the Rebbe was machadish, which explains us that even the fact that I feel myself a yesh is also not a student to look for. Why? Because my yeshes was created by the Eibishter. So what is a stira? The whole stira is that I consider my yeshes to be a stira. But the moment I come to realize that my yeshes is created by the Eibishter, then I'll come to realize that my yeshes is not a stira. And me, with my yeshes, I can start identifying with the lukus. Yeah? We had this before. Based on this, we'll take it apart in another moment. But based on this, once we say, as long as we considered my yesh was considered to be a spiritual cause, so we could not be told that Tainaga Veda is part of our system. Why? Because we are a Metzias Yesh. So how can we tell ourselves that Tainaga Veda is part of us? We're the Metzias which negates the Elikus. Now the Rebbe is telling us that my Metzias Yesh doesn't negate the Elikus. The only thing is negating the Elikus is the fact that I consider my Metzias Yesh to negate. So therefore, what's the truth? That anything which belongs to the Elikus is already part of us. But just we have to become aware of it. So it goes on the same, you follow. So it goes on the same mahalak that once the Rebbe tells us that our Metzias, the way we know ourselves, is not a stira to Likus. It's only the fact that we consider it to be a stira. That is a stira. So therefore, anything which relates to Likus is everything belongs to us. Therefore, the Rebbe could tell us, therefore, once upon a time, when Siddur did not address the fact that my Metzias, a yesh, is not a stira. Siddur sort of told us always, remove the yesh, because your yesh is getting you in your way from realizing that, of course. So at that point, you couldn't say that tiny debate is part of you, because you have a sense of yesh which is interfering. Once I never told the mind, it's sense of yesh is not interfering, so everything which is wrong to the course is part of me. What is the only thing I have to overcome to get over this, what I consider myself to be a stira, and to identify with the tiny debate which is really part of me.
Where do you see that inside?
I'm not, the quotes are not here. We're going to have it in the next. I don't have the quotes. I have it all in. Okay? No. I'm just going with it. Now. Just let's take this apart a bit more. The fact that yesh is not a stira to the course. So really you have it in, it's ready explained. It's ready discussed. How did it discuss this? But Alter Rebbe says in the Geras HaKodesh, that the koyach to be mahava metzias yesh, the koyach to mahava yesh, and even where did it come from?
No.
Atoms. The only one who can create a yesh, who should feel himself to be mitzvusim atzmutz, independent in existence for himself, is the Eibishter. The Eibishter is independent, so he can give us ability to feel independent. This is what it says in Chassidus. But when it says this in Chassidus, how is it bechlal understood? And this is also the Loshon many times of this, that what? That the fact that I'm a Metzias Yesh, I feel myself to be an independent existence, that is really a sheker. It's a dimyon. I imagine myself to be a Metzias Yesh. So, the fact that I can imagine that I'm a Metzias Yesh, how come that I can imagine such a thing? Because the Eibishter, he's Metzius Eimatzim, so he can give me the ability to imagine such a thing. But what is my imagination? My imagination itself is nothing. It's sheker. It's a dimyon. It's nothing and nothing. The only thing of Siddur says, how comes that I can imagine such a thing? Because Eibishter gave me the ability. Why? Because Eibishter Metzius Eimatzimusi. For Nivra to feel that he's a yesh, who can give such a feeling to a Nivra? That's only the Eibishter who's Metzius. He can give such a feeling. But what is the feeling itself? It's a sheker. Right? Comes that Eben says, now this is where we want to get this point. Eben says, this hergish of the I'm Metzias Yesh could be it's a sheker, could be it's a dimyon, could be everything. But you should know, if not, the Eibishter would not have created it, it would not have been there. What does that mean? In other words, if the way the Mahalach HaMachshava regular, how do we regular understand? How do, when we speak about the Eibishter, how do we regular understand the Eibishter when we speak about him? The Eibishter is Emes, right? That's the Eibishter's Emes, right? Now, I must feel myself to be a yesh. So my feeling, what is it? Sheker. So my feeling is hepathemis. So that's why Siddur says, my feeling is hepathemis. True, only the Eibishter could have how come do we come to have such a feeling? Is because the Abish of Mitzus Matsmus give me this feeling. But what is my feeling? It's Hepach Amos. The Abish is Amos. My feeling is Hepach Amos. So therefore my Mitzus is still to the Abish. So I have to get rid of my Yeshes. Get rid of my Yeshes. Get rid of my Yeshes. Then I can come to realize the Abish. What did the Rebbe say? The Abish is not Mugder in the Amos. The Abish, the Tzias of the Abish is not Mugder in the Amos. Just like the Abish is the Abish because he's the Abish. He chose to give validity to Amos, to the Mitzvahs of Amos, and he can choose to give validity to a Dimyon. So, the fact that I feel that I'm a Mitzvahs, even though it's a Dimyon, it's not an Amos, but it doesn't make it less Mitzvahs than the Amos. Why? Because the Abish is not Mugin in the Amos. So just like the Abish can make the Mitzvahs of Amos, the Abish can make my heaviest, I can feel myself to be a Mitzvah. I should have this dimyon. This dimyon was made by the Abishna. Okay. Okay. This is very good. What does this mean to us? This is what I want to bring out here. This is what the point I'm trying to bring out. What do these words mean? These words defeat all logic. Is that right? It defeats every thing of logic. Oh. And this is what the point I'm trying to bring to. This is why I went through all of this. Why did the Rebbe have to bring this out? And this is the Nekuda. Because here the Rebbe is not trying to tell us a new thing, a concept. In other words, Chassidus always brought out a course to our Hasvon and our Saga. Chassidus, of course, is our Von and our Saga. So Chassidus brought a course to Chabad, to which we able to understand the course. We understand the course, we have to appreciate the course, we connect ourselves to the course. So what is Chassidus doing? Explaining to us our course in Haskalah. This thing what the Rebbe is doing here is not really explaining us in our scholar. Not really that. It's not at all. He's doing something in Avodah. In other words, we have a Matthias here that Siddhas brought a Lakus in our scholar, in our Chabad. All Madregas in Lakus, Siddhas brought everything of Lakus in Chabad. So we have all the Lakus, we have the ability to identify with everything in Lakus. What is the Matthias of prayer? Are we identified with the Matthias? Of course, even though it's all available then, Chabad, no, we still have our Hergesh, yes, we're still here. We haven't moved. So what does the Rebbe do? Here the Rebbe comes and says, why haven't we moved? There's no reason why we haven't moved. There's no, but logically speaking, once a Lekus is already available in Chabad, there's no reason why we should not identify with the Lekus completely. So why are we not moving? Not for a logical reason, because logical reason there's no more excuses. Since that's brought down Chabad in logic, there's no more excuses. Why are we not moving? Because, illogically, when my Matthias is a yes, my Matthias is a yes, choosing to negate the course. I'm not, I'm negating the course. I'm not using my seichel. Why am I not using my seichel? Illogically. I'm not connecting the course. Why? Elogic. But this is the way it is. Right? So what do we have here? We have a new entity. We have a new entity created here. And what is standing in my way to relate to the course is not something in my logic which is standing in my way. Not that it's something I can't understand. It's my mitzvahs that I'm just that. My mitzvahs are yeshes. I want to remain my yeshes. I don't want to give up my yeshes. The way Siddhas brings Elkutz is by explaining us how we are bottle and everything is Elkutz. So even though Siddhas explained this to us of his seichel, nevertheless, I haven't identified with Elkutz. Why? Because I don't want to get rid of my yeshes. I want to remain my yeshes, not without any logic. So it's not a logical question, it's not logic here. I just want to remain in my yeshes, and that's why I'm staying there, we're not moving. So what does it ever come and say? That even this yeshes is also Likus. Even the fact that I don't want my yesh is the way it is, I'm not recognizing Likus, that is also Likus. And what is the stira? The fact that I don't want to recognize that is not a stira to Likus. In other words, what the Rebbe is saying is that La'asad Lovei, when the Gira Likus, my yesh is going to remain. My yes is going to remain. The way it's always was understood, my yes is lost love again, because my yes is going to disappear. No, my yes is going to remain. So the reason, there's no reason why I should not connect to the Likus. Why? Because even also love with Gilel Likus, my yes is also going to remain. The only thing is, at that point, I'm going to be aware that my yes was created by the Eibishter. But also, I'll be fully aware that my yes was created by the Eibishter. But my yes is going to remain. So this is an Likus of what the Rebbe said. We, that even the way we are, being that the matter today is that we want to remain with our yeses. We're not getting rid of our yeses according to the way that which demands that we understand the course of the safety and get rid of your yeses. We're not doing that. So the Rebbe is telling us our yeses is also not a spiritual course. With your yeses, come to recognize that this yeses was created and it's not a still. So therefore, we don't have to change our situation. In our situation today, we can bring down, we have a shaykh still, of course. So what is the nekudah of the Rebbe? The nekudah of the Rebbe is not, like you said, it's not a logical thing to go and say the Eibishter is not mukder in emes. It's not in a logic. Why is the Rebbe saying it? In order to say that our mitzvah today is not a still to Likus. So we even today can connect to Likus, even though we want to stay with our yeses, and our yeses l'cheder mitzad the emes, api emes, our yeses is a still to Likus. So Rebbe is saying, true of Yemes is a stirr, of course. It's a stirr. But the Mitzvah says, Eibishter is not mugdir in Yemes, so therefore our Yeses is not a stirr in Likus. So we today, staying with our Yeses, can identify with Likus. Oh, so now, based on this, so what is our way today? What is our way today? Our way is one thing. To identify that our metzias is not a spiritual Likus. Right? So when we learn, let's say, we learn this thing of the Rebbe, that my yeshes is not a spiritual Likus. Yesh and Nivra is not a spiritual Yesh and Mitzvah. Is this, when we learn such a thing, there has to, this is not, coming back to the point we said before, it's not really something that is thinking of Akiseichel. It's in an Avodah. Why is it in an Avodah? Because let's say I'm discussing this, I'm explaining to someone, you know, this gedel, the Rebbe explained, this gedel didn't betachtein, that my yeshes is not a still talakus. Let's say I'm explaining to someone, that has to become right away, first thing has to be a shayel, if my yeshes is not a still talakus, so why don't I see a talakus? Once upon a time, it's explained that there's the Eibishter's emes, and my yeshes is a sheker, I have to get rid of my sheker in order to identify with the emes. Okay, so I can explain the emes. Nevertheless, the fact I don't see Likus, because I haven't got rid of my sheker, my yeshes, it's a normal thing, okay. But now the Rebbe is saying that my yeshes is not a still, the side is why don't I see the emes? So there's no way you can really explain what the Rebbe is saying without answering, how come I don't see it? And what are the answers I don't see it?
Who said you don't see it?
The answer is, he's saying in his words, or in other words, because I choose not to recognize the fact that I can't see it. There's nothing, there's no reason. Who says you don't see it? You could see it, it's available, do it, you'll see it. It's all you have to do, identify with it, start working, you will identify, you'll begin to see it. Why you don't do it? Because you choose not to recognize it. There's no way.
That choice itself is not obvious.
Oh, it's not obvious, but just say.
Miller, you said that has to come from David Shur. David Shur is giving a person this.
It comes to the Koyach HaPetira.
But Adarava, meaning, if it's available, why would anybody choose not to Chaparai? Why would anybody?
It makes no sense. This right. Is not good. Makes no sense at all. This is Be'etzem. So now we take this whole Mahalas. This is the Sikha of the Rebbe Chof Ches Nissen at Motzai. The Rebbe, once the Rebbe has told us that my Mitzvah is not a spiritual Likus, so I should be seeing a Likus. The only reason why I'm not seeing, because I choose not to identify with it. I choose not to identify with the fact that I can't see a Likus. It's my choice. So the Rebbe said, so this is the silent. How did the side of the Muslim? What? Why are we not identifying with the fact that we can't see Likus? Yeah, so the Kudah is these, in other words, once we have this, once upon a time there was a Inyan of a scholar, Inyan of Avodah. In other words, you could discuss the Likus. It's an Inyan of his Seichel. How much applying this Seichel in my Avodah depends on each person. In other words, it's a Seichel. I can understand the whole Seichel. And my Yeshus is contradicting that Seichel. So I have to work on my, with Avodah, take the Seichel, and I have to work on my Avodah, get rid of my Yeshus to identify with the Haskol in Avodah also, right? To identify with whatever I learned to see this, to identify with Avodah, I have to work myself, get rid of my Yeshus to identify in Avodah. Once the Rebbe has told this Nekudah to us, that my Metzias is where I am today is not a Siddur of the Kuz. So first of all, what the Rebbe is saying, it's not in another Haskol of Bechol. It's in your Pashtut in Avodah. Because Mitzadah Seichel makes no sense to say such a thing. It's a holding is Avodah. Now, when we have this in Avodah, and of the Rebbe told it to us, and when we discuss it, it's been explained, there's no way I would be explained without raising the Shiloh of Chofetz Nissen. If so, why don't I see it? And what are the answers, why don't I see it? Because I choose not to see it. Okay. So they are, oh, so now just, they, okay, say this is, okay, this
the
is,
the answer is though.
The answer is Mufshet, the Shiloh is not.
It has to be a Mufshet. Why? If I'm talking to him, I have a friend, yeah? And I'm telling him, you choose not to see it. He says, no, but you're, meaning, when it's going to be here, you're supposed to be able to see it. Meaning it should be...
You are, 1 second. You, the thing is part of you. You can see it. You have to identify with the fact that you can see it.
Right, but meaning that itself is already a tnuah from mitzad me. That it should, meaning it should be, when it says, Malar de'as Hashem, it shouldn't, it's not totally...
You can see it right now. The only thing is, we have this sikha from Chelik Tehaz. The only thing, I'm telling myself I can't see it.
I didn't get a chance to
look. Okay, but you have it. You don't have it.
I don't know.
I'm telling myself I can't see it. So once upon a time...
It's a question of inertia.
Once upon a time, once upon a time when the Metzius, the world was negating it, of course, where you couldn't do Torah mitzvahs. You're going to tell a person, you should know, you can see it, of course. If part of my life, a great part of my life is that I'm limited to doing and everything, I'm limited to in doing what the Abishah wants from me, so how can I sort of tell myself I can see it, of course? So what is that way that, what were we told then? That we were told, you have to get rid of your yeshes. Overcome the Metzius of Olam Hazeh, overcome your yeshes. And get rid of it, it shouldn't interfere you. Because my yeshes wouldn't allow you to identify with the fact that you see Elokus before, because the reality of the world is the world's negating Elokus. Now that the reality of the world is not negating Elokus, and I have ability to do Torah mitzvahs. So what is the Rebbe tell us? That you can Elokus is already in your shayach to you. It's all there. You have to choose to recognize it. Does it make sense?
Right,
no?
But meaning, shouldn't the Shlemus ideally be that it's not even up to you to choose? Meaning, shouldn't it be something that's so clear, it's not, you don't have to choose or not choose, and there's
it's
no
very
way to deny
clear,
it.
There's no way to not choose it.
It should be so out in the open that there's no way to even convince yourself that there shouldn't even be this type of element.
Okay, so there's two things. Let's understand this. When we talk about Atzmus, there's two things. Atzmus, that it is, that means it is Etzem, means that means I can't see it. Then
it means you can or you can't.
Etzem. There's no preconditions in Etzem.
You can.
Etzem. But Etzem has also another thing. Because he's Etzem, then nothing, he has clearly to do what he wants. So when we talk about Etzem, there's Etzem, it is that way, it's absolutely that way, there's no way to say it's different. But I have a koyach abchira, to ignore the reality. That's all. When we talk about Etzem, there's only two things. There's the Etzem and the koyach abchira. So the only thing which is standing today in the way, in our ways of recognizing Elokus, is my koyach abchira. But I choose, that's Etzem has in it, there's two things in Etzem. Etzem that it's absolutely Etzem, it's absolutely Elokus, there's no way to even, to bring up any notion that there's not Elokus, it's Etzem. On the other hand, I have a koyach abchira to ignore it. But that's Etzem. Etzem has koyach abchira. No, Etzem, it can't be, it's not controlled. That's him, it's b'chira. So he has b'chira. So the only thing today is b'chira. The whole thing, the ganz avodah today is b'chira. Once upon a time, when we're talking about MS, there's how much I can identify. I'm in Tzitzis Sheker, which I'm Hepech MS. Now we're talking about Etzem. Etzem, there's no Hepech Etzem, because the Sheker is also recognized by the Etzem. It's also part of the Etzem. So what is standing in my way? It's only my Kerech B'chira. Huh?
What about...
Let me make...
Because I think what is special is what's the difference between now and when Mashiach actually comes. There
is no difference. The only difference is my choice. There's no difference. It's my choice.
Sometimes you'll still have that choice to ignore it.
The choice will be there, but when you sort of identify that this is what it is, and you identify properly, you proved it, you're not going to want to choose it. But the truth you're going to have. You can, just like you can choose now, you can choose... After Tchisa makes them also. You can always choose. The Kodesh does not go away. Now you're still prepared to choose. Then you're not going to be prepared to choose. Then you're going to be, you have to choose. You should go to a higher Madrega in Gilel HaKos. That's where your choice is going to be. You're not going to be choosing what you're choosing today. But whatever you can do today, you can do then. So now we have to come to recognize, yes, that we can actually do the whole, we can actually start the whole process. There is not, the only thing is just our choice. Yeah.
What about our consciousness?
What do you mean? We
used to see this materiality. Yeah, we see two contradiction between what's written here, and we agree with this intellectually, right? And our perception of our perception, right? Our feelings and the pattern of our mind.
You don't want to talk about intellectual and feelings?
Yeah.
So now this.
Intellectually, I can accept this and I agree with this.
Very good. So you're shining in. Let's put this shine. Let's say this is very good. You can say it's intellectually understood. Let's say my boss Agashmi, how is going to come and recognize Elokus? Yeah? That's what, my boss, my feelings, my boss Agashmi, how will that happen?
Yeah, because actually,
I'm going to change reality. Then the question is, that reality is already there today. I'm not aware of it.
How can I change my patterns of my mind, my perception of the world?
I understand.
Let's assume that I understand everything what's right here.
Right. Okay. So I can. Yeah.
But I have. You know, like old. Old horse.
You're changing
his way and goes the same way.
Let me answer you. The pattern in your mind is you're changing it because Torah tells us that way. You believe now in Torah. Torah says it that way. Hashem says that way. You know, Shema said that. You believe it. So that is why you're going to change. The fact that you, on your own accord, and that time you're gonna now you identify with Torah saying you will learn the sikh of the Rebbe, you identify. That time, lots of love, you're gonna be identifying that much more. That's what the chilik is. Now you identify in a limited sense, and then you're gonna identify more because you're gonna sort of integrate it into yourself. Now, what's gonna happen to my mind train of thought? I have this train of thought. It's not going away. It's staying there. This is what we're gonna have in next time. There is nothing which goes away. Just this train of thought now has the capacity, takes up most of my mitzvahs. Identify with Hashem, let's say so much percent. And most of them involved in mitzvahs HaGashmi. At that time, I will identify with Hashem much more. And this train of thought is going to have limited value, or till it'll be almost insignificant, till it'll be unrecognizable. But it's nothing's going away, it's just whatever you're going to have then, you have now. You're just going to be recognizing so much more that the interferences, your own heritage, your own mitzvahs, which interferes, is going to sort of dwindle down and come less and less. Elias, it means the fact that we're always going to have to go get over ourselves to go to higher realms, yeah, is always going to exist. That's not going away. The Elias, in case, never goes away, yeah.
So the Rebbe is trying to explain Mashiach as like a gradual process. We're already in like the first stage now, we can start identifying it. And why does it have to be then, it's like an event that Mashiach has to come at, you know, at one point? It's not
Why did that? What do you mean at one point?
Everything's funny. It's like a gradual thing. We're already in the stage of Mashiach now. We start identifying with what Mashiach is. When Mashiach comes, it's just going to be growing. It's not like we're taking a leap. It's only a gradual process.
But we can leap. We can grow. We can leap in our growth. In other words, at this time now, I tell myself I can make so much. I can sort of grow so much and so much. This is what I'm telling myself. Part of identifying with the Gula is coming to realize that I can leap in my growth also. This is part of the thing we identify with the Gula, come to realize that I can leap in my growth. And so
what about Yamid Mel Ristovid? I mean, it has to be that Posh Mashiach, like a Basar and a Mensch, has to be, Deborah says this in Tafshim and Beit, has to be a person, he's coming, he's Mashiach.
There's two answers. Anything we can
advance. This is all fine. It's an avodah. It's an my avodah, my growth, and my identifying with the process of Mashiach, with the reality of Mashiach in the Olam Hazeh HaGashmi, today, right now. It's that B'ez Be'el Tzedek has to come.
So number one, everything we have here is from the Rebbe. Everything we identify with Gula is all what the Rebbe gave us. Right. It all comes from Mashiach. When we bring this in our Veda, we're actually bringing the Rebbe in our Veda. So that is, we will identify with Elokus, we'll be poiled in the Skala Sadeva. I mean, what is it? It's, if you take the Siddur Chai Sora, it's very clear. Chai Sora.
Yeah?
In the Chai Sora towards the end, that the Veda of a Matala Maila, in other words, the Rebbe had already broken all the Mechitz of the Kashis and Ruchnis. So there should be, here's amazing. Today is not an obstacle. It's ready. It's not only Mamaya. Even the Sadamata is not an obstacle. Yeah, that's it. So therefore, when we identify, we are making it happen. We're making it happen in ourselves. We are bringing the Rebbe in ourselves, the Gashmi, because we're doing our way the Gashmi, the way the Rebbe wants it. And we will have, so with this way, we're Mamshach the Rebbe Gashmi. So whatever we're doing is actually is all from Mashiach, because a person because he can't identify with Gula. You can't identify. It's not possible to identify with Gula without Mashiach. There's nothing.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, it's going to come at some point, a point where Mashiach comes. Meaning, there's going to be.
Yeah, but the Gula is Mashiach comes at whatever point it's going to come. So therefore, we're all going to go like the Rebbe said, but Echad to Eretz Yisrael. But we have to, as long as this doesn't happen, we have to do our void and our share. So we have to know that in our void of Mashiach, we have to bring the Gula in our lives already today, not.
The Kabbalah of Mashiach.
You have to bring it. How much can I bring? How much can I bring? It is part of the idea of Gula is that I can go out of my current limitations and I can leap beyond what I currently think I can do. I mean, today's in season and a half that people go beyond, people go beyond regular limits and do amazing things. So this is something Gula means we identify with this thing. Say no.
Enough people identify with Rebbe's inyanim, that's when it's going to be the
it can happen. The Nekuda is, one of the Nekuda, Nekuda is, it has to be the idea that the scholars of Gula is Beregi, like Rebbe Kehera Fine. Now, I, in my avodah, I'm not living up to that. So I have to, till that happens, I have to do my avodah to identify with the idea of terrifying, according to my physical ability. I have to continue, I have to strive to that point till it happens. But the Gula itself is terrifying, because part of Gula is that there is no restriction to leaps. There's no, that's part, we have to identify with that reality, do you know what I mean? We can be so much different within no time. So this is just, next week we'll go through the pieces.
The chorus.
Yeah.
It's mostly from what? Which sikha is this?
This is, I just took the sikha of Teshim and Tess. It's based on all the sikhs. You have it later on. It's from later on. It's a sikha. The bait. You have it, the Makoris you had ready. We did last week. You have it here already, all these Makoris.
So is it like Teshim and Beis?
Yeah, a lot of it. Told us Teshim and Beis. You have it. I have it, yeah. You wanted to send it to the email. Okay, we say that fine.